And finally, to finish us off, Amelia Perry hacks her brain in search of the answer to this question of the week.
We've been tapping away in order to find the answer to this week's question.
Hi, I'm Anthony from London. What makes a good password that is hard to hack?
With the amount of personal information people put online, keeping our data protected is clearly important. But some of the most common passwords used by people include let me in, 12345, and the very original password, which surely are not very secure. So what is the best way to ensure our security online, whether it's for our Facebook or Twitter account, or something more important, such as internet banking? We went to Laurie Faith Cranor, a security researcher at Carnegie Mellon University, Pennsylvania, about her suggestions for a super safe password.
A good password is one that is difficult for other people to guess, but easy for you to remember. It should be tough both for people you know, as well as for malicious attackers who might make billions of guesses to figure out your password.
So we have to consider attacks from people who know us, as well as malicious hack attempts which can spew out billions of guesses. So what kind of password simply can't hack it?
To create a good password, pick a word or phrase that you can remember, but don't use the lyrics from songs or anything else that's popular. And don't use the name of your pet, your phone number, or other information people might know about you.
I better start changing my passwords then. So what's an example of a really tough password to crack?
You might use the first letter of each word in a phrase that you make up. Then add some extra symbols and numbers or capital letters in the middle. Don't just put them at the beginning or end. And don't substitute numbers that look like letters. It's good to have at least 12 characters in total.
Wow, that's a lot to remember. So can we save time by making one super password and then use it for every account?
You should use different passwords for every account. So some people find it useful to have one secure password that they add a few extra letters to each time. This can help you manage a large number of accounts, but isn't a good idea for your most important accounts. It is much better to write your passwords down in a secure place than to use the same password for multiple accounts. Password managers are also a good way to keep track of your passwords securely so you don't have to remember them all.
So, it would seem a combination of numbers, symbols, and lowercase and uppercase letters will hopefully guarantee your accounts are for your eyes only. Thanks, Laurie. Next week, we are trying to solve the answer to this question from Nikki in South Africa, who wanted a couple of tips for her school project.
How is self-cleaning glass made?
Windows that won't need to be cleaned again, computer screens free of dirt and grime, and no more grubby fingerprints on your smartphone. But how on earth is this possible? What do you think?
So if you can help Amelia scrub up on how self-cleaning glass works, or if you've got ideas or feedback for the show, you can find us on Facebook, get in touch with us via Twitter, we're at Naked Scientists. You can join the debate on our forum, thenakedscientists.com/forum, or just write to us, chris@thenakedscientists.com.
That's it for this week. Thank you very much to Katani for joining me and to Hannah Critchlow for additional production. Join us next week when we'll explore the incredible world of 3D printing. Will the 3D printer be in everyone's home within a decade? We'll also meet the team who say they can print fruit. Thank you very much for listening. The Naked Scientist comes to you from Cambridge University. It's supported by the Wellcome Trust, the EPSRC and the STFC. My name's Chris Smith. Goodbye.